The costs facing Irish farmers hoping to upgrade their farm machinery have risen sharply. That's one of the findings in the first ever economic report commissioned by the Farm Tractor and Machinery Trade Association. It found that the value of farm machinery to the Irish economy has reached €4.76 billion. But for farmers hoping to make a purchase, the price of many tractors has doubled in a decade. Michael Farrelly is CEO of the Farm Tractor and Machinery Trade Association. He joins us on the line. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Good afternoon to you, and thanks for being with us this afternoon. Talk to us about these price rises, because they sound incredibly steep.
Well, I suppose, Rachel, you know, there's been lots of challenges that every industry has faced. You know, we've seen over the last 5 years, labour costs rise by 28%, electricity prices by 68%, and steel prices go up by 125% on top of, like, other things such as interest rates, etc. So I think they're challenges that every sector are facing.
So what type of prices are we talking about now? I gather at the very top end, some combine harvesters are fetching hundreds of thousands of euro.
Yeah, look, you can get prices reaching up to close to €1 million. But I suppose at the end of the day, these machines are judged based on their output and their productivity, and also the level of technology that's on board these machines now has really evolved, and it's very sophisticated technology that's on these machines now.
Talk to us then about the overall value of farm machinery here, because it would seem that substantial sums of money are being spent.
Well, I think the value of the overall economic contribution of the farm machinery industry, it's not just about what farmers are spending on money, because we have a very significant manufacturer for export sector as well, who are exporting to 61 countries and over €700 million worth of product every year. And, you know, it's a very vibrant sector that we have here.
I didn't realise that. I mean, what do we make here and where do we export it to?
Well, we're actually market leaders in all kinds of products. Like, the obvious one would be the likes of McHale's, you know, and who would be the flagship, I suppose, of the Irish manufacturing sector. But, for example, I'm from North County Meath, and up there we have a company, Drumone Engineering, who manufacture hitches for tractors. And if you buy pretty much any global brand of tractor across most of Europe, it will be a Drumone hitch that's fitted to that. And I think people don't understand the full ecosystem of the farming sector, farm machinery sector, and its contribution to predominantly rural parishes in every county in the country.
Michael, thanks indeed for that. Michael Farrelly there of the Farm Tractor and Machinery Trade Association.